It's almost International Women's Day, and how exciting that we get to not only celebrate women on the day, but that we get to move our gender forward. And so today I'm going to be talking about the things you should be doing around this time, the ways you can be, and the things that you must be doing for us to be moving forward as women. Check out this episode.
You're listening to the Dynamic Women podcast. Each week, you'll be inspired by our global community of women. They'll share with you tools and stories to help you be dynamic in every area of life. Here's your host, award-winning coach, and the CEO and founder of Dynamic Women, Diane Ralston.
Hello, lovely dynamic women, and welcome to the Dynamic Women podcast. I am Diane Rolston, your host, and today talking all about International Women's Day and your role. Yeah, your role. Because if we are going to be moved forward as a gender and be able to have gender parity, equality, before the year of 2154, which is some of the years that have been stated, definitely it's not going to happen before I die. But what if it could? Right? What if it could? What if we looked at appreciative inquiry and we said, what would be ideal? What would be amazing? What have we done so far? And we amplified that and we times that, multiplied that by many. I'm going to give you nine things today. Three things you can do. Three people you can be, and three things you must do. Otherwise, frankly, I'm going to get kind of annoyed. So stay tuned for those. So, what are the three things that you can do? Well, first of all, for International Women's Day, I don't know how many events are happening, hundreds, thousands, millions. And so, attend an event, whether it's in person or online, be there to be educated, be there to hear, to support. Just attend an event. I'm always getting multiple invitations. This International Women's Day, I am very honored to be speaking for the Vancouver Region Construction Association for their International Women's Day event called LEAP. And I'm going to be talking about leaping forward and the tools that we can use to be able to have more success. So, the three things that you can do. First one, attend an event. The second thing is you can implement one action, just one action. What's one thing that you can do that will help to move women forward? Is it maybe looking at your policies in your business? Could it be that the one action you're going to take is by listening to a speaker and then maybe joining a program where you're going to learn more and be able to step more into your leadership skills to be able to help women move forward. There's so many different things that you can do. You don't need to look to me. Go attend an event and you'll find something out. It might even just be something that moves yourself forward. And that comes to the third piece, which is educating yourself just 1% more. You know, and putting the final details on my presentation that I'm going to be doing this week, I wanted to grab some stats. And so I am in Canada, so I grabbed a bunch from Stats Canada. I'm going to let you know them so that you can educate yourself that, 1% more. So here we go. 89 cents is what women working full-time and part-time make for every dollar men make. That's from Stats Canada in 2022. Like to think it went up, but not sure that it actually would. The next one is women in Canada hold about a third, to be precise, 35.6% of management occupations, and then only 30.9% of senior management level occupations. This is from Stats Canada 2022 as well. One of the first times I heard a stat that just astonished me was that there are more CEOs named John than there are female CEOs. That really ticked me off. And that's part of why I talk a lot about women's empowerment and confidence, and I want women to talk more about their successes so they can be seen as the ones that are perfect for the job, that they're not so humble and downplay their accomplishments that they're not maybe not seen as fit to do the job. Now, I'm not blaming women by any means, but this is why I do the work I do. That's why we have dynamic women community, is because I want women to be able to feel confident to step into these roles and not just wait to be asked. Another stat is, according to Stats Canada from 2019, 1.5 million women live in poverty in Canada. And the horrible thing is, a lot of times, these women are also single mothers. And so their children suffer as well. That's not okay. Let me give you one more stat, which for me was pretty shocking. So everyone talks about the glass ceiling, but there's actually something called the broken rung, meaning the rung on a ladder. And so it's actually just that first step, that management role, that rung is often quite broken, meaning women aren't getting into that role. So they're not even able to move up the ladder, which is pretty sad. And so here's the stat that goes with it. For the ninth consecutive year, women face their biggest hurdle at the first critical step up to manager. This year, for every 100 men promoted from entry level to manager, 87 women were promoted. So that's 13 less. And this gap is trending the wrong way for women of color. This year, 73 women of color. So that's 10 less, not 10, 14 less than, well, what I'm guessing they're saying is Caucasian women. So 73 women of color were promoted to manager for every 100 men, down from 82 of women of color last year. Crazy. And this is as a result of broken rung. Women fall behind and they just can't catch up. There's also the women's penalty, meaning that women, when they leave the workforce to have children and they come back, it takes them 10 years to catch up in their pay. And when men leave to take care of a child on paternity leave, or just, you know, whatever it is, or when they have a child, their pay doesn't change. And then again, worse for women of color. Horrible, horrible, horrible. So the three things that you can do: attend one event at least, implement one action that will help to move women forward or yourself forward as a woman, and educate yourselves 1%, just 1% more, so that you are more aware of what is really going on in our society and in the world. Here's three people you can be. One, be a trailblazer. You be the one to step forward and to speak about inequality. You be the one to say, I'll take that manager role. I'll take that supervisor role. You be the one to say, that's not okay, right? You need to be following the rules if that's the case. Be a trailblazer to speak up about these things. Maybe not in your company if that's uncomfortable, but maybe to other people around you. So be a trailblazer. If you want to know more about how to be a trailblazer in different ways, you can always grab the Trailblazer Secrets book. We'll put the link in the notes. The second person you can be an ally. So this is really great for the women who are already in a position that they're really happy with, already making the money that they want to make, already have the life they want to live, and for men, right? You can be an ally. You can be speaking up with. And the last one is being a mentor. Now, when you're a mentor, you have a mentee. You're going to put that hand out to give a hand up, to help someone, not to do things for them, but to be able to give them that opportunity to know what to do, to maybe know how to negotiate, to give them the confidence to step forward into the positions that they want to have. There's so many ways that you can be an ally and be a mentor and really help women to step up. A lot of times women will only step into roles where they see role models, where they go, ah, that person's done it. That woman's done it. I can do that too. And so if you are willing to put some time in and some care and share some of your expertise or some of your cheerleading with a woman in any industry, the one you're in, or even a different industry, that would make a really big difference. And here's three things that you must do So I was saying that if you don't do these things, they're going to be really ticked and you'll understand why. So the first one is say someone's name in a room that they're not in. So you can't say, I really wish that there would be more women in upper management if you are in management and you're not going to say a woman's name. You can't say that you think, you know, women should be earning more and then again, not put that woman's name forward. And we could go on and on and on and on. And this is something you must do, even if it's not, I think this person's perfect for the role, but I think this person is showing promise. Or I think we could invest in this person to get some more training, right? So say their name. I experienced this recently with someone in my speaking community. She's also a client of mine and a dear friend now. And a couple of times she has said my name. She has put my name forward in areas where I'm newer to it. And what a joy it was to receive an email that said, hey, so-and-so said these things about you. Wow. That made that email to me more of a warm introduction rather than, oh, will I be able to talk this person into hiring me, right? So say someone else's name when they're not in the room, because the only way they can get in the room a lot of the times is if you do say something, right? Next, hire female speakers and pay them. There's been a big debate in my speaking community, CAPS, Canadian Association of Professional Speakers. And without naming names of people who are speaking up about this, bunch of people, women, were invited, asked to speak for International Women's Day events. And we're not paid. So what are we saying about that? You're good enough to come and speak to our people for International Women's Day, where we want you to inspire others and we want to move gender parity, equality, all of this forward, yet we're not going to pay you. We don't have a budget for you. Now, all the speakers I know, if there's an organization that really is in alignment with us, we'll work out an agreement, right? But if you're going to ask someone to speak, if you're going to ask someone to train, to coach, to use their expertise, especially on International Women's Day, please pay them. Please pay them. And don't underpay them either. Because by underpaying them, you're really devaluing them. And so if you're going to do a women's event, please make sure it is worth the while of the women that are coming. Their time and expertise matter. And the last one is when women have the courage to speak up about the ways that they were wronged or in the ways that they want to move forward, their dreams, their goals, their aspirations, listen to them. Listen to what they have to say. Validate their truth. Whether they were wronged, validate their truth. Whether they are desiring to move forward, validate that truth. We need to do that. Because what happens is, if the women speak up and they're not listened to, they won't speak up anymore. And if they speak up and we listen, but then we don't validate the truth or do something about it or connect them with someone who can or just emotionally support them, or cheerlead them on, as I mentioned, when you're an ally or a mentor, are we going to actually be able to move forward? So now I've shared with you the three things that you must do. Say someone's name in a room that they're not in, hire female speakers, and actually pay them. And when women speak up, listen to them and validate them. So these are the 9 different things that you can do. Not just to celebrate women on International Women's Day, that's just not enough, to actually move the gender ahead. And I get that. You may feel that one person, I'm just one person, what can I really do? It just takes one person doing one thing to impact one life. and then inspire, and that ripples out. When one helps one, that other one will help others. And people, when the ripple out comes and they see and they hear and they're inspired by, they do as well. It often reminds me of, you know, when a very, very simple act of me speaking and coming off the stage and someone speaking into me positive words and saying, "Diane, you really have a gift. You're going to go places." I was like, "Oh, I'm going to go places. Like, what's that mean?" We know that means like you're going to go do great things and have great opportunities and have success. But to hear someone else that I had admired, they didn't know I'd admired them, but that I admired or looked up to, or even if I didn't know them, the fact that they would say those words to me. And so there's my bonus to you, because I want to round it out to 10. Compliment those around you. Tell them what you see. Tell them the skills you see, the personality traits that are coming out, the positive things, so that they latch on to that and do it more, and latch on and do more, and that they're boosted. Because being a woman can be really hard, really hard. And there's an uphill battle. And we know for our BIPOC ladies, it's even harder, right? And then if you're also an immigrant, even harder. If English is your second language in Canada, like, it's even harder. If you have multiple kids, you're a single mom, you have an illness, it's even harder. And so when we speak that into others, that's something amazing that you won't even know the impact and the power that you've had. I'll share one last thing and one last example of that. Yesterday, I was at an event for the launch of another book that I'm in, and the organizer of all of it says to me, "Diane, you look really happy." And I was like, "Oh, okay." And she's like, "Yeah, like since the last time I saw you, like you seem really happy." I said, I am really happy. Probably helped that I had, and life is awesome, sure, but with sequins all over it. But anyway, but that speaking into me, that witnessing who I was showing up as, really, really felt good. And so I encourage you to do that today, every day. Compliment, speak into at least one woman. You can speak into men too, but like make that the bonus, and just make sure you hit a woman with a compliment every day, and not just about her appearance, but of who she's being and what she's doing. I hope you're going to implement some of these 9-10 things, and that you'll celebrate International Women's Day and help to move our gender forward. If you haven't yet, I'd really, really, really appreciate it if you would hit subscribe and share this with a friend, and even better, write a review. And when you do, send a screenshot of the review plus your mailing address to team@dianerolston.com so we can send you a little something special in the mail. Thank you so much. And until next time, stay dynamic. Bye.
Thank you, Dynamic Women, for joining us today. Please hop on over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. Who do you know who needs to hear our message? We'd love it if you'd share our channel with your friends and family. If you're ready to be more dynamic, have more balance and more success, head over to www.dynamicwomenclub.com/free gift for your key to success book. Stay dynamic.